and welcome to Dear Graham, a podcast for Graham.
Actually, a podcast about shoulder pads.
Oh, a fashion podcast.
I didn't think I was signing up for that, but I have thoughts.
You were the one who brought up the shoulder pads.
I have thoughts.
Yeah. So we're back, and because my coworkers recently learned about this podcast kind of by accident from me. And so that made me remember that we had one. And so anyway, the last time we did one was December of 2022.
Yeah, we're an annual podcast.
Now we are, yes. So I vaguely remember that we talk about what we're drinking. So what are you drinking?
Water.
Delightful.
It has ice.
That's very good.
What about you?
I'm drinking water and nice. Also apple cider. And I also have coffee because Graham at the farmer's market today, as you may know, I was helping Rex. And then I went over to the coffee stand and I said, one hot please. And they said, we're all out of cups. But if you have your own cup, then we'll just give you coffee for free. So thankfully, Rex had Graham's cup that's, I don't know, like 20 ounces.
Giant.
And so they filled it up with coffee for me. And so I've been drinking coffee and having reflux all day long. It's really very good.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you want to say why we're here?
Yeah, we're here because we went to the movies last night and we saw the Marvels. And it was pretty fun.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of hate.
Yes, so we're here to set the record straight. We're going to turn around their opening weekend.
Yeah, I think we'll be single-handedly responsible for that.
I think so, too, yeah, because it's projected to make, like, $4 million this weekend or something.
No, way more than that.
And it was $270 million to produce.
I think that's wrong, too. I don't think these numbers are correct.
I think they're great. Oh, and I should mention, too, we both got the COVID shot this morning, so
yeah.
The energy level might be a little low.
How much do you think they paid Iman Vellani for this? Because they should have paid more.
Not as much as they paid Brie Larson, that's
I'm
for sure.
I'm sure it wasn't as much as they paid Brie Larson. And I'm not knocking Brie Larson.
She did very well.
Yeah.
Iman Vellani is Kamala Khan?
Yes.
Yeah, she was great. I don't know how much they paid her, but I hope it was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was really good. So do you want to recap the movie?
Yeah.
Great.
We're going to dive straight into spoilers, too.
Oh, yeah, we're going to spoil this whole movie.
Yeah.
It'll really help their sales of movie tickets.
So
they'll say, wow, I didn't see that coming. I got to see it for myself.
So the last movie that had Captain Marvel was probably Captain Marvel. I don't think she's been in anything since then. I don't remember. But Captain Marvel took place in the 90s. I mean, she was obviously in Endgame, but that was before Captain Marvel came out.
Captain Marvel came out first.
Then Endgame.
Which introduced us to the character.
They filmed Endgame first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, I said, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. You're correct. Okay. Doesn't really matter, though.
Mm-hmm.
So in this one, we pick up, it's modern day. It's not the 90s, like uh-huh. the original one was set. And
it's like in timeline with the rest of the MCU.
Yeah. So
you're just going to get your sock.
You got Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel, mm-hmm. flying around the galaxy, solving problems.
Mm-hmm.
You got Nick Fury and Monica Rambeau
mm-hmm.
on Earth, kind of.
They're on the space station.
They're on the space station, which I think is just revolving around Earth,
mm-hmm.
working for Saber,
mm-hmm.
who are kind of like intergalactic SHIELD. Or is it SWORD? Are they in SWORD?
No, they said Saber.
Okay. SWORD is a different thing. Man. These acronyms.
There's too many acronyms. I think Marvel is purposely obtuse sometimes.
SWORD is the intergalactic one in the comics.
All right.
Okay. and then you got Kamala Khan, who's doing her friendly neighborhood hard light construct thing.
Yes. Mostly she's pretending to study in her room while drawing very lighthearted comic drawing fanfic of her and Captain Marvel being besties.
Yeah. So through a series of touching things at the wrong time, like touching like uh-huh. light things, like portals,
mm-hmm.
The three of them, Monica Rambeau, Carol Danvers, Kamala Khan, end up switching places sometimes when they use their powers.
When they use their powers at the same time,
yes.
Then they switch.
Yes. And then there's a bad guy who's a Kree who's trying to steal the atmosphere from a bunch of planets, and they're trying to stop that.
Yeah, because, can I say why because?
Feel free.
Okay, because we know in Captain Marvel, so she was abducted from Earth and brainwashed, and so she wanted to go back and kill the Supreme Intelligence. So so she did that, like, off screen. We ended up seeing it a little bit. And so what happened was the whole Kree, so the Hala is the planet of the Kree people, yes. And that's where she lived. She thought she was Kree also.
Yes.
And so anyway, she goes back to Hala, which we now see, and destroys the Supreme Intelligence, but the Kree culture was built around the Supreme Intelligence, which is AI, for, like, centuries. And so it launches into a civil war. We kind of hear this through the backstory.
Yeah.
It launches them into a civil war that somehow destroys their atmosphere.
And their sun.
And their sun goes out, and also they have a drought.
Yeah.
Doesn't really make a ton of sense to me.
The thing about this movie, it's not perfect.
You kept saying, it's not perfect. It's not perfect.
It's far from perfect. But I had a real good time.
I had a great time. I think that some of the stuff doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's fine with
me.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, we have to turn on our on-air sign. We have it, but it's not... Oh, it looks good. Thanks, Megan, for giving us this on-air sign for Christmas last year.
Yeah.
That turns on. This is the first time we've used it.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Shenanigans ensue.
It's fun. They end up teaming up. The three Marvels obviously end up teaming up. Oh, so Monica Rambeau has light powers. She was like the agent who, one of many people, I guess, who was like abducted into WandaVision.
She walked through the portal. I think she's the only one who walked through the portal in WandaVision.
What portal?
Not the portal, the dome, like the walked through the exterior to the inside. Everybody else was just on the inside already.
Yeah, because she was trying to figure out what was going on, and she got like slurped in.
Yeah, her and Agent Wu, who's great.
I love Agent Wu. He's not in this movie.
He's not in this.
No. And so when she got spit back out again, because I think her consciousness kept breaking through or something, and so Wanda like kicked her out.
Yes.
So when she
she was in there for like an episode or two, and then she got kicked out.
But like Wu didn't get kicked out, you know. Nobody
he
else
wasn't
got...
in it.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Wasn't the girl who was in Two Broke Girls? Wasn't she in the portal?
Two Broke Girls. Yeah.
In the dome.
Yeah, she was in the dome at the end.
Anyway, Monica Rambeau is the only one who has light powers, and
because she has to, because she has to be in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
pretty
fun.
Much. Yeah, she's fun.
She's the one in Captain Marvel. She's like the little kid who calls Carol Danvers Auntie Carol.
Yeah.
And now she's grown up.
In the comics, she was Captain Marvel before Carol Danvers.
Interesting.
Yeah, she's had about six names.
Very fun.
Spectrum, Photon.
Yeah. Her thing in this is she doesn't want a superhero name, which I respect. She wants to be Captain Rambeau because that's who she is, and that's the rank that she has earned. You know, versus like she's got her superpowers by accident. So I think that's great that she can go by whatever she wants to go by.
And
Kamala doesn't like it.
Yeah, Kamala wants everyone to have a name.
Yeah, yeah.
Kamala's great.
It's very fun.
She's great.
Yeah, so should we talk about some highlights of things we particularly
liked? Yeah, let's talk about some things we really liked.
Great.
You want me to go first?
Yes.
Singing Planet.
Yeah.
I have a feeling a lot of people don't like the Singing Planet.
I could have done with it easily 10 times as much Singing
Planet. I really
planet.
Enjoyed the Singing Planet.
Yeah. Tell Graham about the Singing Planet.
Yeah, so there's a planet where they communicate only in song, and they don't understand if you're just speaking.
Unless the character is bilingual.
Unless the character
bilingual
is
people
bilingual.
Understand both English song and English spoken language.
That's correct. I think that planet in the comics is a planet where they communicate through dance exclusively, and they changed it for a more visual medium.
To make it song?
To make it song.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great, and so it's like a lot of coordinated song and also a lot of like folks singing on top of each other. Like when you enter like a party room, you know, there's just like a lot of singing happening, much as there would be a lot of chatter happening. And Brie Larson, was she in a pop punk band like before she was an actor?
You're 100% thinking of her as Envy Adams from Scott Pilgrim versus the World. She did have some songs.
I don't think I am, because I don't really know that.
She definitely had like a song or two that came out.
Maybe I am.
But the vibe you were thinking of, like pop punk, is absolutely Envy Adams from Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That's funny.
She's good in that.
I'm a little embarrassed.
You know, I think she's coming back for the animated.
That's going to be fun.
Do you watch the trailer for that?
No, I did not. You know, Row House is showing Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
I did know that, yeah.
Yeah, we could go. Yeah, so that's fun, and it turns out that on this planet, this planet is like 99.7% covered by water.
Yes.
And they're, like, it just seems like they cut a lot about this planet.
They for sure did.
That I really could have done more with. Like, so Brie Larson is a princess on this planet, which Monica Rambeau keeps making fun of her for. She married the prince at some point. She keeps going, we're friends. It was a marriage of convenience. And so when she gets there, she somehow, there's a little sparkly magic thing that happens, and then she's wearing, like, a Captain Marvel, like, dress, like, princessy dress.
I feel like that's probably something that would have been further explained in a different cut of this film that no longer exists.
Yeah, and so her and the prince sing a teeny tiny little duet as they're dancing, like, ballroom dancing together, but it keeps cutting over it and cutting to Kamala Khan.
It does keep cutting
and
to
Monica Rambeau being like, boy, reactions. Can you believe this? Like, be quiet, ladies. I want to hear them singing.
Yeah.
And it's very like Brie Larson puts this like paper mache jellyfish thing on her head. And then, do you remember this?
Then
the streamers just like cover her face. And I don't know why that is, but all the citizens are singing about how happy they are to see her and welcome home and doing a jellyfish dance.
Yeah.
I'd love to know more about that.
And then they abandon that planet to die.
Yeah, and then we kind of hear off camera that it's fine.
Yeah.
Brie Larson was real mad that they abandoned the planet and then just, like, never checks back in.
Yeah.
Even though she's a monarch on
literally
that planet.
Literally seconds. That, like, they leave this planet because that planet is about to get destroyed. It's about to have its atmosphere, and I think...
Just the water.
Just the water?
Yeah.
I think also the atmosphere.
It seemed like just the water was schlooping up, though.
I don't know.
Because she was gonna get... Like... So the bad guy is...
No, I know she was collecting...
Yeah, but Graham doesn't.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Should we tell Graham?
Yeah, we can tell Graham.
Yeah, we'll tell... It's not a secret, Graham. Well, I guess it's a secret if you don't want to be spoiled for the movie.
That's true.
So the bad guy has one of Kamala Khan's bangles on her wrist.
We talked about the bangles.
Well, you didn't bring it up. I thought you thought it wasn't important.
No, it is very important.
I thought so too, but
yeah.
You were doing the recap, so.
Well, you threw the recap to me and I was unprepared.
I thought you did a great job.
Thank you.
I couldn't tell you were unprepared one bit. Because you've been saying how you wanted to do this podcast since last night. So, anyway.
That's because you told me you wanted to do a podcast and we went to the movies.
I think we can agree that we're both happy to be back.
Okay.
And so the bad guy is from Hala. She's got the one bangle, so it gives her...
Dar Ben is her name.
It's not a great name.
It's not a great name. She is a comic book character, but not one that I have ever,
been
seen
interested in
or cared about. Yeah. I think she's a guy in the comics.
She looks cool.
Yeah, no, I don't think she does.
Yeah, this was the shoulder pad thing Adam was talking about.
She wears shoulder pads.
I didn't even notice.
And I just don't think the look works.
I thought she looked cool. She's got a lot of teeth jewelry. I thought her teeth jewelry looked really neat.
I just don't think her shoulder pads work. That's the big thing. It's very 80s.
But what did you think about her oral jewelry?
I was cool with it.
I thought
fine.
It was great.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool. When I was in high school, there was a student in a grade a year above me who was an exchange student. So I automatically thought she was just like on another level of cool. And she had like this little gemstone in the shape of a diamond, like a four-sided diamond, not like the rock, set into one of her front teeth.
Righteous.
I thought it was so cool. What do you mean righteous? Is that a thing?
No.
You're just saying righteous.
Yeah, it was a reference.
To
listen back, you'll get it.
Okay.
All right. So
gemstone. The righteous gemstones. That's a good one. Great job. Woo, I like that. So right. She's mad about Hala and she's mad about Brie Larson for fucking Hala. They call Brie Larson the Annihilator.
They do.
And
which is a team from the comics that has that. It's like an it's a galactic team. It has some Kree people on it. Yeah.
Huh. And Brie Larson doesn't like to be called that because she's upset that she messed up Hala. Yeah. Yeah, Captain Marvel doesn't like to be called that. And so anyway, so she, the Dar Ben is trying to save Hala by using the one bangle to make very shaky, like...
portals.
Unstable, yes, portals over Brie Larson's three, like, home planets, like Earth... And the one with all the oceans where she's a princess.
Yeah.
And the one where the Skrulls are, which I've never seen before.
No, we didn't see that one before.
So she sucks the atmosphere out of one, she sucks the ocean out of one, and she's trying to steal Earth's sun.
Yeah, because the bangles are quantum bands, which are a thing in the comics that involve one of my favorite lesser known, but just all just everywhere characters, Rick Jones. Who I've probably talked about with you.
Does he say never gonna give you
No, up. That's Rick Astley.
Oh.
Rick Jones is the guy the Hulk pushes, Bruce Banner pushes out of the way.
Oh.
He's the, like, teenager who the Hulk pushes out of the way.
Oh.
And then is irradiated with gamma radiation. And then he proceeded to just kind of hang around superheroes in comics for, like, 20 years.
That's
to be
annoying.
The, like... the teenage, you know, character so that teens and younger kids had someone to look at.
That's dumb.
He became Bucky for a while.
Oh.
Like, Captain America trained him. He had a music career. And for the purposes of this story, he once got the quantum bands, and that forced him into a weird kind of relationship with the original Captain Marvel, the Kree one, Mar-Vell, where they would switch places every time their quantum bands were like, I don't know. They would bang them together and they'd switch places, but one of them was stuck in the negative zone, which is like just a terrible place.
Mm-hmm.
So Rick Jones spent some years just kind of chilling in that terrible place so that Captain Marvel could be on Earth.
Well, that was nice of him.
So that's also what this movie's referencing with the switching places thing.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. So, yeah, we could have done more with the singing planet.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. And let me tell you one thing that I liked very much about this movie, which was there were a lot of cats. So as we know...
There were a lot of... Well, they weren't cats.
They were Flerkins.
Yes.
So as we know, Goose the Flerkin.
I don't think there's an S on Flerkin. For plural.
Even if it's plural.
I think the plural of Flerkin is Flerkin.
Like the plural of moose is moose?
Yeah.
And the plural of goose is goose?
No, it's not. It's geese.
What about our goose?
If we had multiple of our goose?
Yeah.
I'd probably...
Gooses.
Say gooses, yeah.
Yeah. Keep a lookout for a Christmas card.
Now, for the record, we do have a cat named Goose.
That's who we're talking about.
Yeah, that's not... Named after, well, is it named after?
A little bit. We were going through Marvel names
at
the Humane Society, and we were like, Falcon, no, you know.
Yeah.
Bucky, no.
So
Sinister, no.
I still think we should have gone with that.
Sinister?
Yeah.
He's not a Sinister.
No.
No, he's a good boy. And so, the space station where Sam Jackson is, and also Kamala Khan's whole family.
Yeah.
For, I'm not quite sure why.
No, zero reason for that to happen.
No.
It's just to get her family, to keep them involved in the plot.
And they are fun as shit.
That's the thing. Like, this
I'm
movie.
I'm fine with it.
This movie is just fun.
It's just fun.
It's just fun.
If you're like, what is the storytelling purpose of this? It's just to have fun.
It's just fun.
For whatever you're looking at in the movie. So, which is fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all on the space station, and the space station's in danger because the bad guy is sucking up the sun. And
Earth's sun.
The Earth's sun, yes.
Yeah.
And so Goose, the Flerkin, has laid a bunch of eggs, which we didn't know they were Flerkin eggs for a while. But then, and they're all over the space station. And then they hatch, and all these little kitten-looking things come out, all these kittens come out, but they're, you know, baby Flerkins, and they're very hungry, and Flerkins eat by, like, their mouth opens, you know, and all the tentacles come out, And then they eat stuff.
They pull things into, I think, like a pocket dimension.
Oh, interesting.
I think that's what it is.
And so when they eat people, the people are fine and they just yak them up later? Yeah,
I'm not sure the Flurkin are actually eating. Like, I don't know how that works.
They're just like slurping them.
Yeah, they put mm-hmm. they put you in a pocket dimension.
I said slurp a lot this podcast.
You really have.
I just am stuck on that word.
Okay.
So, and there's only one escape pod on the space shuttle, and the space shuttle's going to explode or something. Yeah. So,
they have to get everybody off it.
Yeah, so they have to get everybody off it, but they won't all fit on the one space pod. So the plan is to allow the baby Flurkin to eat everybody.
It's a great scene.
It's a great scene where all the crew members just run around screaming and the PA system goes, "Attention, Saber staff, stop running. Allow the Flurkin to eat you.
Yeah, it's
attention,
good.
Saber staff, stand still."
It's good.
And then you get to see, you know, like Mrs. Khan, like, shake her little cat toy, and they're trying to, like, you know, herd all these kittens yep. onto the escape pods. Very fun.
It's good.
And Sam Jackson's character loves cats.
Yeah.
Which is very fun. So he's, like, schmooching all over him, even though he lost his eyeball because of Goose.
He did.
Yeah. So that was one of my favorite parts. There were just a lot of kittens. A
lot of kittens.
Will you tell Graham your fun fact about Brie Larson and cats?
I've heard that Brie Larson is very allergic to cats, and so anytime there is a cat around her in these movies, it is either animatronic or CGI.
Yeah, and you can tell.
Yeah, you can for sure tell.
Yeah. They're still cute, but it would have been way more fun to have like 100 actual kittens running around.
That would be a nightmare to film.
It sure would. They would get lost immediately. Yeah. They would climb all over the camera equipment.
Yeah.
It would be so fun. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine?
Yes.
It would be great.
So, was there anything else you did or did not like here?
There were some plot holes
yeah.
that we've mentioned and probably some that I've forgotten, but frankly, I didn't care very much about them.
Yeah.
They didn't bother me.
I feel like we should talk more about how great Iman Vellani is.
Go for it.
Yeah. Okay, so on that dancing planet, they're walking into, everyone on the planet, on the singing planet, I guess. Everyone on the planet is dancing and singing, and I think at one point this whole movie was going to be a musical, or like it was going to be a lot of musical stuff.
I would love that.
And they bailed on that.
It's a shame.
But, it is a shame. Yeah. Take a big swing, you mm-hmm. know? So anyway, and they're walking in, and Monica Rambeau and Carol Danvers are very straight-laced,
mm-hmm.
and Kamala Khan is just dancing it up.
Yeah.
With the people of the planet.
She is. She's
not
says,
understanding how
yeah.
Carol Danvers and Monica Rambeau aren't.
Yeah, she says, "Why aren't you guys dancing?" Or maybe she says, "How are you two not dancing
yeah,
right now?"
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Ooh, and I thought of another part I liked.
Okay.
So when Sam Jackson is piloting the escape pod with all the kittens and with Kamala Khan's family. And so her brother, as we know from the series, the Miss Marvel series, is very devout.
Yes.
A very devout Muslim. And so he's praying because they think they're all going to die. You know, like the landing gear is trashed and they're just like plummeting towards Earth. And so Nick Fury goes, "Are you praying right now?" And he shuts up. And Nick Fury goes, "Well, don't stop. We need all the help we can get." So he goes back to praying. And Nick Fury is just going, "Amen. Amen." And that was very fun.
Yeah, Sam Jackson's great.
I liked that joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything you didn't like that we haven't talked about? I thought the villain was a little underdeveloped.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I thought the Bengals were a little underdeveloped.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I kind of got, like, I sort of ignored both villain and Bangles.
Yeah.
Because the point of this movie to me was not telling a very cohesive story
yeah.
that made me believe that they needed to act in the way they were acting. The point of this movie was, it's fun to have friends.
Yeah.
And to have a team. And it's fun to have friends that, like, push you to be a little bit goofy sometimes.
Yeah.
And have your back. It was nice.
I sort of think this is an hour and a half movie that they had a 2-hour cut of, and the 2-hour cut made more sense,
mm-hmm.
but might not have been as good.
I think it would have been better with more Singing Planet.
Yeah.
I could have taken 30 more minutes of Singing Planet.
I don't know. I didn't see the 30 minutes, but it's possible.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well, then let's talk about post-credits, and let's talk about the other, just like the end scene that for sure would have been a post-credit scene. The first one being Kamala Khan doing her best Nick Fury impression.
I don't remember that.
Kamala Khan sitting in Kate Bishop, Hawkeye's
apartment. Yeah, yeah.
And Kate Bishop comes in and gives her dog pizza, mm-hmm. as she should.
Yeah, pizza dog. I love that pizza dog.
Lucky, yeah.
No, great. Pizza.
Okay.
Pizza the dog.
Okay, sure. And
pizza's a good dog.
Does her best impression of Nick Fury from Iron Man 1.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah, it's almost verbatim.
Okay.
Except less confident and...
it's cute.
Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. Young Avengers, you on board for that?
Sure. That's going to be the team that Kamala Khan is trying to put together, and so far it's her and Kate Bishop.
Her and Kate Bishop. Mm-hmm. Probably also Cassie Lang.
Do we say Kate Bishop's Hawkeye?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, Graham, I wonder if you heard Goose.
Probably also Cassie Lang, Goose. Who's Ant-Man's daughter.
Come here, Goose.
Probably a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Scarlet Witch's kids.
I think that'll be fun. And also, I'm not like, oh, I can't wait for that to come out, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. I'll see it when it's convenient to me.
All right, well then let's talk about the mid-credits scene of Monica Rambeau waking up, because she, at the end of the movie, goes through the unstable portal to shut it down from the other side, because she has to be on the other side, and then she gets sealed on the other side,
mm-hmm.
and everybody on regular Earth is sad, but she wakes up in a hospital bed.
Yep.
And she sees her mom sitting next to her, and her mom doesn't recognize her.
And she's also, like, the same age. Her mom looks really young.
Yeah. That's true. Yes. Her mom is the same age as her. Her mom is wearing both bangles.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Her mom's wearing both bangles,
mm-hmm.
and is going by Binary, is a superhero going by Binary. And Binary is another name that Carol Danvers has in the comics. So presumably she's Captain Marvel on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And so Monica Rambeau starts tearing up and talking to her as if she's her mother. And of course, she has no idea who she is.
Yes.
The mom has... What's Monica Rambeau's mom's name?
Maria.
Maria Rambeau, we assume, has no idea who Monica Rambeau is. And so then Beast starts talking and...
Kelsey Grammer.
It was Kelsey Grammer Beast from the original Iron Man.
The original X-Men.
The original X-Men stuff.
Movies, yeah.
So that's fun. That, I love Kelsey Grammer Beast.
I maintain that that's some of the best casting...
Kelsey Grammer is
Kelsey
Beast.
Kelsey Grammer is Beast is some of the best casting in superhero movie history.
Why? Because he's very dry and kind of professorial and a little silly?
He's Beast from the 90s cartoon. I don't know if he watched the 90s cartoon.
Wouldn't shock me.
To prepare, but like he just is that. Like,
that's fun.
And Beast is the kind of character who you can go a lot of different ways with.
Mm-hmm.
And he just leans into he's kind of scary looking. He's... you know, scary looking on the outside, but on the inside, he is a big nerd.
Yeah, I love a sort of, kind of dorky, a little bit flamboyant, professorial Beast.
Yeah, like Beast in the animated series and the comics, his catchphrase for a long time was, "Oh my stars and garters."
That's terrible.
It's terrible. But I could also 100% see Kelsey Grammer saying that.
Like, I feel like I've heard him say it.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if they've ever had him
say
it.
I don't know either.
But when you said that, I was like, yep. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Yep, yep.
He could do that.
Yep. And then the one with the younger folks,
Days
of Future Past and After X-Men.
Not the same.
That Beast would not, I would not find
not
him believable.
The same.
So, would we recommend
Marvels
to Graham?
I agree.
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
Just goofy.
Yeah.
It's a goofy movie.
Do we think it's necessary for Graham to go see it in theaters?
Well, so here's the issue. I would say no, because it's really not necessary to see any movie in theaters anymore. Because it comes to, you know,
streaming
in this case,
quickly.
Disney Plus, probably 8 to 10 weeks from now.
Oh, my. Well,
something
first
like
you have
that.
To pay for it.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But... this movie's going to not make any money, and
right.
then people are going to be like, the narrative is either going to be Marvel movies are dying,
mm-hmm.
which I, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll keep going.
I think Marvel movies are dying.
I'll keep going
correct.
To these movies.
Well, yeah. I think a core group of people will religiously go to these movies for forever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be me.
You sure?
I'll be having a great time.
That's fine.
The budget will get progressively smaller.
So Marvel movies are dying or...
or women... can't be, people aren't interested in women-led action movies.
Yep, I think that's the more likely takeaway. Slash, I saw a lot of folks online going, women, how come you aren't going to this movie?
Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is, good movie.
It was great.
I like all three of the leads.
Yeah.
I like Brie Larson and Iman Vellani the most. I want to see them in spinoff stuff, and I'm sure Monica Rambeau will pop up in whatever the next thing is. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
That was good.
I agree.
Great.
Great. All right. Good to be back.
We'll see.
Bye, Graham.
Bye.
Oh, thank you.